All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome once again to the Late Night Gist Show, and I am your host, one and only Jerry. All right, how you guys doing? Thank you all for listening to our previous show. Yeah, we got a lot of feedbacks that they had fun. It was amazing. That we should keep making more. Here we are with another new fresh episode to gist with you guys and let you know what we think about the stories that are coming up everywhere in Lagos, Nigeria. Once again, you're welcome to Gist with Jerry Show. Please follow us on all platforms, on Spotify, on Anchor, on Apple Podcast. You can also follow us on our social media platforms on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok at Gist with Jerry. Also subscribe to our YouTube platform at Gist with Jerry Show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how it is here now. We bring the gist as the hot, as the fresh. You know, now we give you the vibes and we keep it hot and steady. Ladies and gentlemen, very soon we'll be having people on the show who will be also gisting with us. So I know it'll just be me every time. People just dance and say, Jerry, I'm fine now. You know, they bring guests on the show. I say, yes, why they bring guests on the show now? You know, my hot now, you know, my sauce now. But ladies and gentlemen, as it may be, I'm going to give you the headlines for today's gist. All right, we're going to be talking about a lot of gist today. And some of our gists lined up for you guys today are as follows. Make I just listen for now. You know how they do them now. No time. Sharp, sharp. Nigeria. For this AFCON. The Super Eagles have been doing well. We no go lie, but the way they do where they give us heart attack. That's part of one. We'll talk about that. Kunle Remi and his bride. Kunle Remi finally don't post the babe. Proposal and everything. Wedding and everything. And or more. It's been costing a lot. Moses Bliss proposal. Don't they make online girls they cry? We'll go into that. Amadi G is plenty today. Make I no lie you. Okay, so on that again, we'll still go deep into the wedding bells. A lot of wedding bells here and there. I thought you were saying men has come or we're not gonna do relationship again. Everybody they post letter, right? See this one, relationship, that one, relationship, this one. People are getting married. On to the next one. Two friends died in the river making a TikTok video. And I'm sure a lot of people saw this online, especially on Instagram and Twitter, but just swiped through and they really pay attention to that. We're going to talk about that too as well. Then also, kidnapping in Nigeria is already on the high side. In Abuja, in Lagos, in Jos. Please stay safe out there. A lot is really happening. And also, one of our topics for today too as well is the killings in Jos. A lot is happening and I want to really draw the attention of people to the killings that are really happening in Jos. And I pray God really help us because a lot is happening in Nigeria. I won't lie to you. A lot's happening in Nigeria. Finally, waiting the rain eyes. Of course I am a this. Of course I am a shoemaker. If my customer brings shoe, I go fix one side, I go spread the other side. Of course I am a pastor. Of course I'm a, you know the tire on that. Now so which day? Okay, fine. I'm tempted to go into the gist already, but I'll just wait till we come back from this short break and we take all the gist one by one. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. It is a late night gist show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome back to the Late Night Gist Show with me, your host, Jerry. And as I promised, we are going to go back straight into the gist, hitting them one by one. All right, let us go. On our first gist for tonight, talking about the Super Eagles. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to say, at the start of the AFCON, we were all scared. I don't know about you, but I was scared because usually when it's in Nigeria is playing, it's either most people are not paying attention, most people don't really care because of the heart attacks, or seeing Nigeria lose and play woefully. But at the start here, we got a draw. A draw, right? Hope I'm not mixing this up. Think we won the first match. The second one we won. The third one, ladies and gentlemen, we won. Nigeria's match against Cameroon, I personally took it upon myself to see that match. The first goal, they said, was offside VAR. I'm sure a lot of people in the clubs and bar, in their home with their friends, could don the para. What do you mean he's offside? Una don't start. Cameroon Pepe, no problem. But as the boys will have it, as the Eagles that they are, another goal came in. Better ball. This time, they scored themselves. All the pepe that they were throwing at us finally breeze blew into their eye. He blew into their eye. And now, Cameroon pepe no fit see pass Yoruba pepe. You go no say our own pepe now hot pass. The third goal, sweet! Kudos to the Super Eagles, man. And on the other hand, I saw a newsletter saying that President Bola Ahmed Tinubu says that he's not happy with the Super Eagles play. I hope whoever wrote that statement can now take it back, because I'm not sure the person who wrote that statement must have not been watching well, because our boys, they try. They play sometimes, they give out attack, but they try. This time, their play was good. They did well. And we need to give them their flowers. We need to encourage them, because from here on, it gets tougher. It gets tougher, trust me. But ladies and gentlemen, we believe our boys are going to do well. Let us show our support to those with the bet. Continue. You know, go like bet for the next match, but continue. Super Eagles are doing us proud. Yeah? And we must encourage them. Wedding bells, wedding bells, wedding bells. People are getting married every Wednesday. If you think I'm lying, ask event planners all over Lagos. Ask MCs who go for events. They don't go MC, MT chair, and guests. People are getting married. So to those of you who are coming on social media and believing all the rants you are seeing on social media, my dear, strap up. Oh. Strap up. Well, don't believe social media. Believe social media at your own risk. People are getting married. To start off how last week started off, Kunle Remi and Moses Bliss. Kunle Remi from nowhere. Pah! I was on WhatsApp that afternoon just scrolling through, and then I saw somebody's status. Kunle Remi has started this week. Oh, everywhere on the shake. Oh, I went on Instagram. I saw Kunle Remi's proposal and unveiling his bride. As if that was not enough, Moses, please. A miracle not tire Jesus. True, miracle not tire Jesus. Hey, this will not be from Credo days. Bros, don't deal on our money. Soft, low-key stuffs. Moses, please, shocked the entire social media. Because during Christmas, I checked Moses Bliss' page when everybody post pajamas. Not only bro snap alone. Ah, I said, wow. Okay. Don't worry, there's no problem. Now Moses Bleas finally came out to post. Now there was something Moses Bleas said that struck my attention. You know me, I always tell you guys as it go. He said he met his wife on Insta, like on he entered her DMs. Now I'm not so sure if it's Instagram, but I think it's Instagram. In her DMs, there are a lot of babes right now that are not replying DMs. I believe you get the message. I believe you get the message. Most of you, somebody will come up in your DMs. The next thing, who is this? Who gave you my number? Who gave you my contact? Where did you get my number from? The person who don't answer jam our question for like 20, 30 minutes before you know what to do, you don't tire. Don't run. But yeah, he met his wife in the DMs, Instagram, and well, they're doing so well today as a couple. Well, Moses Bleas is here to announce his official wedding date so that all of us come and eat rice, amala, and whatever we can eat. But wait, I get gist for now. Somebody posted Moses Bleas' private wedding invite, and he was pissed at the person. And it went viral. Moses Bleas told him, "Mr. So and so, please take down my private wedding invite." And so the person talked to, "Sir, but this is your wedding parole. Not the private though. You don't they hit us back to back with the proposal, where una meet, how una team it, how you they go all our graduations for this one side, how this one that one. How you don't they give us, in fact, when you go meet pastors, you post them. When they sing worship song, now post them. I don't know why now they sing worship song, they show us, but you shall post them. You reach your wedding now, you carry and go Ghana. You don't want to tell us. Now so person give us updates. You verse. Moses Bleas, no be so the miracle take the apple, no. Miracle still no the tired Jesus. So. You post them for Ghana, no mean see all of us no go show. Now 7 coastal bus. We go, men go mad. The bouncer, we go collect 1K CDs. We go enter inside, say, nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I know my man. But just the fact, man, if you want to keep things private, like keep it private from beginning to the end. A lot of people were now attacking Frank Edwards, that bros, when you go show. Some were talking about Peter Sinokopi. Some were talking about some other gospel artists like Ebuka songs. Now they tell them say they play. bros, last you go come outside. Ninja, the rest of Spotlight Nation, they mention their name. And some other senior bros is way down the industry. We will never see their babe. Anyway, I won't be surprised when all of them start off this year. This year, we still did January, guys. Moon arrest. Moon and move to push the matter. This year. Even this January, we never finish. People could still drop their proposal left and right. But if you don't get money, you don't go to proposal. Wedding did not be wedding marriage. People with short price, no go follow on a Josh case. All right. On the next gist for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this one being shock me. 2 friends died making TikTok videos in a river. Please and please and please and please, if you want to do TikTok videos, do it in a safe environment. The other day, a skit maker died because he was trying to do a skit where he jumped up. You know how high a basketball rail is. Jumped high, I think was trying to do something, and he fell and his head hit the floor hard, and he died on arrival to the hospital. Guy don't die himself. Was declared dead on arrival. Was already dead on arrival. Well, some few minutes, you already died. I'm sure internal injury probably cracked the skull, internal bleeding, and when you bleed close to the part of your head, when it probably cracks the skull from that impact, death is in a few minutes. Please, please let us ensure to. I think skit makers should come out and educate people that you need to do skits in a safe way. At the end of the day, apart from those who post on YouTube and other streaming platforms that give them money, if you're the type that you're only posting on Instagram, aside the fact that you probably get endorsement later in the day, your life is also important to your family and to your friends. Your life is very important. You cannot overlook the fact that your life first. Stop doing endangered skit because you want people to clap for you and say, oh, well, this guy bad. You're not going to carry snake as you're going to remove the venom. Did you study medicine? Did you study snake history? Did you study snakeography? Now you want to go and carry snake? Please, let's do things better. Please, enough of skit makers and this one dying trying to create video. Please. Because now teary eyes, they go pack as emoji for the comment section. It don't finish. My life is gone. Please and please, guys. Please. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are hearing about the kidnapping on the high side in Nigeria. Please, guys, let us be careful as we go out. You know, the other day, GP again tweeted and said, walk in groups. If you know time done the dark, the time done the good, it on the dark, walk in groups and reduce your 9 to waka, even if you are in a boat, even if you are in Uber, even if you are in InDrive, even if you are in Taxify, even if you are in Lag Ride, reduce your 9 to waka. Be very cautious of your environment. You know, the other day I saw a video where a girl said she almost got kidnapped by her boat driver because she was being nice. She, you know, when she entered the vehicle, she was nice. She was gisting with the guy. She was being nice. When she bought water, she bought for him. When she bought chips, she bought for him. When he got to one location in front, the guy stopped and brought her gun and said she should not be scared, that the gun is not for her, that she was a nice person, and he just feels that he cannot do this to her. But he said he usually goes around and they kidnap people, blah blah blah. People said all sorts in comment section saying, any boat driver that you pick is still in your app, bring his picture out, let us investigate. Omo, somebody might be saying that as an advice just to help somebody. Is it until it becomes a reality of what is going around? You can't actually blame the boat company. Because what if the person registered with a fake ID, find his face is on it, but fake location, fake house address, fake telephone number, fake everything, and you're trying to justify waiting on loss? Please and please, let us be careful. The other day, media personality RMD spoke about how a boss was following him and they overtook him just after just close to Oriental Hotel side, where they later overtook him and stopped, and then they came down telling him to wind down. I actually saw that video, telling him to wind down. He was smart enough to just wind down a little and locked all doors. I was listening to the conversation where one man was telling him, Shina, where you sit down? Now you're going to talk to officer. None of them were on uniform. None of them had ID cards. He asked them, where are you from? What police part are you from? He said, Zone 2. Zone 2. Kini Zone 2, bye. Waiting be Zone 2. Which of the Zone 2? We need to be careful. I'm sure they stopped because the head is a media personality and he works for Lagos FM. Probably they hear him on the radio every time. I don't say police station don't get DSTV. I don't say the radio they get. So they go know the voice of RMD. They don't just know seeing his face. As he talks, say that he's a media personality. You could just see the way they uniformly walked back to their boss. Please and please, let us be smart. A lot of people, I know you don't wind up, you know, get AC. But immediately you suspect a policeman coming to check. You don't wind down fully and you don't open your door until you know what they want. And there was a little bit of mistake in that video RMD did though. When you want to park close to police, don't park too close to the police vehicle so that when you want to zoom off, you have a very clear view while you're going to drive and zoom off. Imagine him saying, people also contacted him saying that those same guys stopped them that same day and took $1,000 from one, took $3,000 from another person. Please, let us be watchful. Let us be careful. A lot is going on in Lagos these days. A lot. Fine. If they are stopping and searching, be nice to the police. Don't start bringing up an argument. They are with the gun. You are with your life. They can take your own life from them. If you try and drag gun, you are a threat and they can shoot you and sweep your matter under carpet. If you think it's a joke, go and research on Apple 6. The Apple 6 incident that happened in Onitsha or so, thereabout, can't remember, where, long story short, half of the story, I'm not going to go into full details, half of the story, because their oga told them the people coming are thieves, they shot at those boys, killed them straight and buried them already and wrote their death certificate without even reporting the matter to their oga in division. Was that a long investigation that showed that this happened? Your life first, ladies and gentlemen. At the same time, be street smart. It's your right. But don't be rude. Now them get gone. Now you get life. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I want to draw our attention to the killings in Jos. If you have families there, please check up your families. If you have friends, church members, work members, please check on them. Whatever is happening in Jos is not funny. It's really not funny, and there is little we can see concerning this because the president has not given official statement. Nothing is happening. We just pray that the Lord should intervene, because at this point we don't even know whether they should share gun for everybody. But if they say I should talk, I could just talk, say, make Mr. President liaise with UK government and US government. Anybody we want travel out, we want Japa, may they just they allow us. If not say nah, any job we go collect, we could just stay safe for that side. More leave Nigeria for all of them. I no mind. Since they want to kill people, instead of killing, they should send us away. May we serve go South Africa, maybe US, UK, Dubai. May we go to live for them. May only them stay for here. Maybe they go enjoy life that way. I beg, please. Finally on the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, waiting the rain everywhere now, of course. I'm a hipsy girl. When people's husbands see me, they forget the ATM in my pocket. Of course, I'm a caholic. When people see me, they believe say I they drink beer and they speak in tongues. Different. Please, me put you stop this challenge. I don't tire. We are tired of hearing. Any maybe round up this. You guys should round up this with this month. Make you no go the next month. I beg you people. Make you no go the next month. I beg una. Me end with this month, please. We don't see too many for now. So okay. I resist the urge to shall I. I beg you, now so some lesbian community come outside say do their own. Really? You don't reach that level. I beg, please. We are tired of the challenge. If I mean rap, please. We don't want to hear it again. We are tired. We are tired of hearing it. Of course, you are what you say you are. Nobody can say what you are. You are ain't. Please, Edjo, round up, I beg. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for our show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please follow us on all social media platforms. Let me list them for you. We are on TikTok, we are on YouTube, we are on Instagram, we have a Facebook page account, we are on Spotify, we are on Apple Podcast, and we are on Anchor for Spotify. You can listen to us on our audio platforms, and you can also check out updates on our social media platforms about episodes and some other details coming up. Thank you guys for being an amazing audience. On our next show, we'll be having somebody come sit with us and discuss each of our topics with us. Till then, I'll see you guys another time on the Late Night Gist Show with Jerry. Do have an amazing week. Love you guys. See you.